Good morning. We're continuing Chaye Adam, Klal Amin Aleph, and we're moving to Simon Mem Beis. So from here until the end of the Simon, he deals with the dinim of giving kavod to Svarim, that specifically starts with the halachos of kavod to Sefer Torah. Then he talks about it in regards to other Svarim as well, the halachos of how we're supposed to act vis-a-vis Svarim. And then at the end of the Simon, he talks about the halacha of the mitzvah of ksivas Sefer Torah. So the Chaye Adam starts in Simon Mem Beis, and he says, Chayav Lino Kavod Gadol B'Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah, because of its chashivas, the person has a chiyav to act with tremendous deference towards the Sefer Torah. U'mitzal yachad lo'imokum l'chavad ha'mokam ahu l'hadra b'yosir. It's appropriate to make a specific place where the Sefer Torah is held, and that place should be beautified and make it a respectable place. Lo yorik keneged sefer Torah, a person who's in the presence of a sefer Torah, should not spit. Lo yigal ervosa, a person should not unclothe himself. Lo yishet ragloy. Lo yachzer achurav, a person shouldn't put his back to the sefer Torah, shouldn't stretch himself out, inclining himself on a chair in the presence of a sefer Torah. And he cannot turn his back to the Sefer Torah. So I think most of us are not dealing with being rock in front of a Sefer Torah and being Megala Erev in front of a Sefer Torah, or even being Prishat Ragloi. But the issue of Yachzer Achurav does come up when the Sefer Torah is in the Bima. So are you allowed to turn your back to the Sefer Torah? Are you Mokhiv the whole time when the Sefer Torah is on the Bima to be facing towards the Bima? So the Chayyarim says, Elam ken gavoy mimenu asar tvachim. So this halacha of being machzor achurav doesn't apply if the Sefer Torah is, as it were, in a different rishus. The Sefer Torah is raised on something which is 10 tvachim off the ground. So on the bima, where the Sefer Torah is 10 tvachim off the ground, so we don't have this isser of being machzor achurav of the Sefer Torah. The person say the opposite. If the person is raised, the Sefer Torah is lowered, it's not so simple that that's going to be mutter. But in the direction that we're talking about over here, where the Sefer Torah is higher than the person, so it doesn't apply. The Ikir Yisur doesn't apply, but even that, there is a Hanhaga Taiva of not turning your back to the Sefer Torah, even in that situation. Okay, so that is the things that you may not do. But what should you yes do is Yeshev Lafanov Bikabid Rosh Ubiyira Vafachad Shuhaid Onem and Alkabay Oilam Vichavdan Kavikoichai. So a person should, when the Sefer Torah is there, a person should be acting with tremendous deference and awe and respect for the Sefer Torah when he's in the presence of the Sefer Torah. So this obviously precludes any type of joking around while the Sefer Torah is out. And there's no heter of 10 tefachim in that respect. Well, the Sefer Torah is on the bima, so I can make a joke. The Sefer Torah is present, even though the bima is raised 10 tefachim, there's a chiyuv of standing in front of the Sefer Torah, in the presence of the Sefer Torah, b'kavod rosh, b'yira, and fachat. So this is an issue which we have in shul. The person has to be careful. During laning, etc., that besides the other issues of talking during laning, which we spoke of before, whether that's permitted or not, we have this potential issue of acting inappropriately in regards to the appropriate deference to the Sefer Torah. Now, some of these halachas are being Megala Erva, and you push your Graglov, and you're being Rok Keneged Sefer Torah. We're going to talk about some of them in the next simon, which deals with other swarm, not with the Sefer Torah. What are the chiyuvim vis-a-vis other swarm as well? So this is relevance. You have a situation where a person has swarm in his house, swarm in a room, and the person wants to change a child, so he's being megala there for the katan. So what are the halachas in regards to that? So we will talk about that in the upcoming shurim. Meanwhile, let's just finish off the end of this simon. B'shoshu mitzian umachdis in sefer ha-sefer Torah. Mitzvah l'chol mi shoveres l'fono l'avoyso ad mekaymoy. When the Torah is being moved, it is appropriate for the people that it passes by to be malava the sefer Torah as well. V'chen ha-magbiya v'agirlo yelchu l'avoyso. And the lalach is the magbiya, and the girlol should remain there, and they should be malava the sefer Torah. Now the girlol theoretically is not there; he went back to his seat, so he should come back and be malava the sefer Torah. And the magbiya and our minig basically is still there, but the minig by the svardim is the magbiya is actually does it before the kriyas Torah. He should also still be malava afterwards. So this halacha is that a person should, when the sefer Torah passes by, a person should be malava. That's not only during the time of kriyas Torah. If they be moving a sefer Torah from one room to the next, it's appropriate if people are able to that they should be malava the sefer Torah. The sefer Torah should not walk on its own. Number one, and number two, when the sefer Torah passes by, you should stop what you're doing and accompany the sefer Torah to give it the derech eretz of as it were. If a tremendous talmid chacham would come by, you would stop what you were doing and you would be malava him to show him respect. So similarly, one should do so for a sefer Torah. Have a good day.